you are going to enjoy another Friday Cup of Bliss with me and Stephanie, Dear Diary. And today, Stephanie is going to share a little bit about Reiki training. And it was truly incredible for me to share that day with all six of the women that were there. I really can't get over what an incredible piece of magic that really is. And for anyone who is going to listen, how honored I am to be able to share this gift with others, and for those who continue on and do this work as practitioners. I'm always I sit in awe of energy, and I again cry every time. But I sat there and tried to express to those six people how amazing this is, that we get to be a conduit, to simply be there and take part in this process, and that we're just not just, but we are simply a vessel. And when we realize that we don't have to take so much responsibility for everything, and that we're just really this beautiful, simple in between, if that makes sense. Oh, it's such a gift. And when I was able to see Stephanie that day, kind of sit in awe of the whole thing as well, and it was as if she was able to see this magic in a new way. And it's why I think I'm so madly driven to stay with this, because it's such a gift. So she talks a little bit about her experience, and I hope you enjoy it. Lean on in. We also do talk about some other fun things as well. Have a great cup of bliss with us.
Hi, it's the girl out there, right here with you. It's me, Cindy. And this week, I am here with...
Surprise! Dear Diary.
Dear Diary. Hello, Dear Diary. You know what's
Hello.
So exciting?
What?
We're now like officially YouTubers.
We are, aren't we? My kids are so impressed by that. Like, I could tell them I met Adele and they would not be nearly as impressed as me being on YouTube.
I know. It's so exciting. I like that Dan or... your son, he'll be okay with the fact that I mentioned his name, gave us a like.
It's so important to him. He's like, oh my gosh, mom, you don't have any likes on your first podcast. Here, I'll give you your first one.
I think it might be our only one so far.
Might be, guys. Get out there. Like,
come on,
us.
You can give us a like.
Kids really want me to be a YouTube celeb.
I think it's a good mission for the two of us. And, you know, I just think, why not? This is great. But it is actually, it's quite exciting. I give huge props to Simone, who is doing all this. Eventually, Simone has actually, the person who is doing all this work for me. So because you and I will say you and I did try to do a YouTube channel. How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh.
We did it.
Yeah. It's there.
We created it.
I mean, we basically loosened the lid on the jar for Simone. that's probably what she would say.
That's a good analogy, right? Yeah, we did that. But then Simone, who has agreed that she will do a podcast with me to explain all the work that she is doing for me right now, which is amazing, now... created this YouTube site and just amazed, just said like, oh, just so you know, you're now up on YouTube, just did it. It's great, whatever. So it's just one more platform, which for me, you know, if we end up getting views, I think great. It, just the fact that I'm looking at the two of us with our matching hair and just think that's
amazing. I know. It's like, oh gosh.
We really do look alike. It's great. But more just how you can get people to hear people's stories and get to visually, you know, you hear them, but then to see them, it's so good. So
I agree. Like there is, you know, some of us are really auditory, right? Like we'll really connect over somebody's voice, but other people just can't. And they need that. They need those visual cues. They need to see expressions on faces. And this allows for all those opportunities. So
100%. So there we are. We are now going to be there for the whole world to see. So congratulations. Da-da-da. Here we are.
Yeah. Yay. No, I'm no longer anonymous.
Nope. Dear Diary is now for all the girl out there in Dear Diary. So we're going to talk a little bit about what you experienced last weekend.
Well, yes, this is super exciting.
Okay.
So, Cindy attuned me to her Reiki. So I am, not only are we soulmates on so many things, now we are forever connected by our Reiki power energy.
Yes.
I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
So I got reattuned after several years. I was definitely out of practice and was really just mostly excited to be reattuned by my one and only Cindy. It was really cool. Like it was very different from the first time. And I'm glad I have that experience to compare it to, so I can help explain to people how exceptional this experience was. And this was a level one Reiki. For those of you who know Reiki at all, this is your gateway into it. And the attunement is when a Reiki master is, you've probably explained this. Anyway.
I have it.
Okay. So Cindy is the Reiki master, and once she's, accredited with the master level, that's when you can attune other people. So basically I've been dying to have this happen since she's become a master. But because I love Cindy and I want her to stop working so much, I don't ask her to do these things, but she invited me and to a class with five other women. And it was interesting. My husband said, like, I wonder why no men do these things. Anyway, that's another topic.
We can talk about that right after, but yeah.
It was a full day. Started in the morning in this beautiful room with soft lighting and mats and pillows. And it was just the second you walked in the door, it was a lovely experience. And then after our attunement in the morning, we had an opportunity to practice our new skills with another person. So we buddied up and exchanged services, so to speak. But now when I was attuned initially, there was only one other person in the class with me. It's very small. And the attunement process is, it's pretty sacred. It's special. Your eyes are closed. So you just in your head and your thoughts and the energy and listening to the other women's experience of that initial attunement experience. I think I went into the wrong class, because that was like, it was like Cindy gave everybody intuition in the moment. People had like bright light visions. They had heart rate increases. People shed tears. Their body temperatures changed. It was remarkable how the physical feelings and mental feelings that everybody in that room experienced. And but the real, you know, kind of jaw-dropping moments happened later when we got to practice on each other. And like I'm sure someone wouldn't mind me saying this, but like Simone was attuning or was treating a woman with her skills. And she almost took on a panic attack from one of the other women in the room. Like, and it was scary for her in the moment. But afterwards, understanding the power she had to share someone's energy like that has never been my understanding of Reiki. It's not that it was like a sharing of emotions and feelings and heart rates and things like that, just that it was, you know, a conduit of energy movement within the body. And although that's happening as well in these moments, the fact that she was, you know, had these like physical things happening to her body and another woman as well, like very, very hot, like pulling layers off, like not sure they could cope with the heat, and visions, like sharing visions, one person treating another and discussing it afterwards, could associate their thought at the different chakras.
Yes, I know.
Now, like, I gotta say, like, I am somebody who's working on their intuition, and I'm not a very feely person. I didn't have that exact type of experience, but there was no denying that these experiences, the majority of the people were having, were legit. Like, you couldn't, there's no way they could have been pre-planned or discussed or been like, oh yeah, that was, there was like, there were tears, there were overwhelm in so many ways. I think everybody came out of that feeling so much more powerful, so much more aware of themselves and the gifts that they have. It's kind of addictive. You just like, now you're like, I want more. That was good. And I mean, the huge gift is to the world that now that many more people have Reiki to share.
Yes.
Anyway, it's such a powerful day. I spent the following day crying spontaneously.
Yes.
And I'm not a crier. I don't know if Cindy has even ever seen me cry. Maybe.
Nope, never.
No. Generally happens alone in the shower if it's going to happen.
Yes. Oh, Stephanie's just frozen for a second. But yes, I've never seen Stephanie cry. Not one time.
It couldn't. One time you saw me cry, you remember?
No, not one time. Not one time.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this is why it's, you know, that some massive shift has happened in you when your body needs to release these things spontaneously. Not in a sadness, not in a like, I'm having an emotional breakdown. It's I'm having an emotional release and breakthrough.
And that was, thank you. That's what I always was saying. You were even, it was so good because you had said, please prepare people for what will happen in the 21 days after. And sometimes it'll be on like day 4, day 5, or maybe it'll be on day 1. And you know, people were saying the next day, like, I'm not going to mention who, but like people were saying, I can't get off the toilet. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're just clearing. Your body is clearing and detoxifying. And it really, I will reflect back on when I first did the training, and I was so stuck in like, at 10 a.m. we will do this, and then at 11 a.m. I will talk about the history of Reiki. And I was so determined that I needed to share all of like the teaching things that I needed to do. And then as I've evolved, I'm like, no, I just need to follow. You know, it was you that said, nobody cares. They can all Google what Reiki is. They want to learn from you. And so I've just kind of gone with this, like, I'm just going to pay attention to whatever comes in. And this is what the day is. And I have to listen to my intuition and what I teach you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be taught probably not even by me. It's just going to be by what I'm guided by. And that'll be how the day will be. And each time it's felt so much, it's just love that flows through. And the guides, when we do the training and guides that are with us, right? It just, it's such a beautiful day. I was so overwhelmed to have you there. Just knowing that that link is deeper. It's such a beautiful, so beautiful. As I said to you, as I was attuning you, I thought if I start crying, I'm not going to stop. So then I think you just started crying for the next 24 hours.
I did. And you know what actually would come to me is when the tears would start is I was imagining you attuning me. So I think that was like, okay, yeah, that was the emotion we shared. It was your urge to cry that I was connecting to, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. I know it doesn't make any sense. It's really hard to describe it.
It's so hard. And even like attuning people. And as I was, I mean, that 30 minutes before, as I was like blubbering through trying to share with people.
You really did.
Like,
yeah, you really did.
Like, it's so special. But it's just such a special gift to be able to share with people. And oh, it's so, you know, and just being able, each attunement so different. And that's what I found incredible is every time I've attuned somebody to realize how unique that is, the message that's coming through for each person. It is, I am blown away by it.
Yeah. And I think that is the real value add that somebody who's as intuitive to you gives to that course.
Yeah.
Is really like, that's not what everybody's offering at Reiki level one, you know, like, and not to say everybody is not doing a fabulous job, really. The more that's out there, the better. I mean, that's just the bottom line. But I think you just hone in so specifically to each person's needs or way of receiving.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why it's so intense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. Like, I can't even explain it, but it's just like, you get their hands and you're like, this person's gonna need this. I'm like, oh, it's incredible. So I'm just like, right now. And then to do level two, you're like, oh, like, it's so.
Like, are you holding yourself back to not do to the not, full thing?
To, yeah.
Because that would be too crazy for people. Like,
you just
learn to understand what you got so far and then build.
Yes, because it's as I say, it's like level one is a foundation. So, I mean, even you saw how one person sort of fell, you didn't see, but like one person fell to the ground when I was doing the attunement. So I'm like, okay,
I can't. I need to come around the front. Can you stand up now?
Are you okay? So you think, I mean, and then.
Oh, wow. Like, I didn't even see that. I didn't know that.
So you think, because I know that people who've done level one and then they go into level two and they go, like level two, it all makes sense. Because level one, you're just sort of trying to learn, which is why I always say to people now, I'll check in and go like, how are you doing? What are you doing? Because you can forget the practice so easily. Or like, remember you had said for yourself, like, I mean, I was wildly driven, right? When I did my Reiki, I was like, everyone and everything, come to my house. But if you don't have that, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I did it. Okay, whatever, right? So
there's not a ton of gratification.
Yeah.
Always, right? Like, other than when you're in your magic bubble world where we all got attuned and that was crazy.
Yes.
It's not as exciting.
Yes. Perhaps. Yes.
But
so you're wanting to,
it probably gets more exciting, right?
It gets more and more fulfilling. And then when you get into level two, it's just like it's this connection that you can end up seeing at a different level where you're it's hard to explain.
Sign me up.
You're going to do it. And then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I hope I have a panic attack. I mean, I don't. I obviously that's not a good thing, but like, it's crazy. Oh,
well, and listening to her after, I mean, and we'll have her come on as well. Her saying she was 100% a non-believer came to that saying, you know, she's like, I don't believe in this energy thing. I'm kind of here to take a picture. like, whatever. And by the end,
I think you need to give, no, I think she does absolutely believe in Reiki.
Yes.
Because she
didn't believe she could.
She didn't think she would. Yes. So yes. I think I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
She's very much a believer in Reiki. She just didn't think she was going to feel any different.
Sorry. Yes, exactly. Like didn't and by the end of the day, just go like, I can't believe all the things that I could do. And that's that's the huge power in it, right? Which I think is the most beautiful. You want people to see that they can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
So if anybody's, I know we've said this probably a million times before, but if you are ever considering doing it, just do it with Cindy.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing is, I think that's, that's the
sound. I mean, just
why not?
If we were here for purely business purposes.
But I do it.
You can do it anywhere.
So I do think that's the key is, because I know when I'd asked my Reiki master and she said, I will only do it with people in Vancouver, that she doesn't like to do distance. Whereas I find more connection with people distance versus in person. I do enjoy in person, but so I have had lots of people do it via distance. And so some people wonder like, how does that work? But lots of my trainings have been distance. Mm-hmm. And to know that those people are now working with others. So if people ever wonder, can I do this and be somewhere else? Yes, I can attune you distance. The one thing that I don't do, which some people do, is I just can't sell a Reiki course. Like I want to be there connected with you doing it. Like I can't sell a course. It's not my thing.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the exciting thing. And we also this weekend painted.
We did. It's not our first time painting together. So we knew we could do it. But this one was a larger project.
Yes, it was. We are going room by room.
That was fun. It was fun. And it was really nice to have your son there. And as much as that was difficult for you at times, it's very difficult when it's your nephew, or it's very different when it's your nephew versus your son. So yes. I'm like, oh, look, he's actually being so helpful. You're like, don't pay like that. Put the drop sheet down. Why don't you go have lunch? Which, it's just unfortunately one of those gifts we have as mothers is that our children will irritate us more than anybody else.
Little tolerance. But you know what it was? That the downstairs basement room, it's so funny because that room was one of the selling features of this home. 13 years ago, right? To have this big basement room. And I had all these visions of what that room was going to look like so many years ago. Then, put right away little polka dots on the wall and butterflies in a tree and mirror and all this stuff. And then many things happened and that room just became like this cold, dark space, which really hasn't been used very much.
It becomes the place to store things, right?
Totally.
When you're not using it. Just put it in there. I don't know what to do with it. Just put it in there.
Just dump it in that room. Dump it in that room. And yet it's the room that we enter from downstairs and you see it all the time. But it's like, basically if a friend comes over, they go down there, but that's it. Like it's not used well. Mm-hmm. And, I used to, I look at the evolution for a long time, rented that space down there and, they didn't want to go down there, all of these things. And so as we've had this vision of, we're going to paint down there and Hudson, we're peeling the dots off the wall and Hudson's crying as we're saying goodbye to this once his childhood kind of thing and Chase is down there. And so it was really nice to do the painting. And I always just think, all these things I used to think I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And you've been all like part of it as I've actually seen really, it isn't that much money in the grand scheme of things to actually reinvent a space for the kids and for me to feel more welcoming in my own space. Right. Mm-hmm. It's so,
it just takes the effort sometimes, right? Yes. Like it's not always so much the cost. It was, you know, like you say, all the decluttering and just the planning of it. And when you're busy, it's kind of, it ends up at the bottom of the priority list. But I came to you because I wanted to renovate a room in my house and my husband and I disagreed. And so I left it and you said, well, you can come be creative in my house. So thank you, husband, for not wanting me to renovate in our house and putting my attention and energy into yours.
Because, yes.
I mean, let's face it, I'm at your house a lot.
Yeah,
might as well work there too. But it's not work. I mean, it is work, but it's a labor of love. Like got home and I looked at my hands, they're covered in paint, and I was like, I love this. Like, this is the best.
I know.
Like, we all worked together, and we actually like didn't quite finish it, but we almost finished it. And it's so nice to walk away being like, we did it.
Right? Yes. And that was where, I mean, you were so calm yesterday. I was so irritated
like, it's a lot easier when you could just step away from your children and not be the go-to. Go ahead. Your kids can scream all they want. I don't mind. It's fine.
But then
we're a good team.
But waking up today and Chase comes in and goes, that was the best weekend. And what can we do next? Like, I loved it so much. And he's designed things for what's going to hang for it. I'm like, you know what? That's great. Like,
there you go.
To see
that. He's inspired to be in that room as opposed to that being like the punishment room.
Yes.
Go play downstairs. Just want to talk to Andy Steph. Go play downstairs.
So true. So thank you.
It's all these transitions that we think we're never going to get to in life, right? Like the toddlers, and you're just like, oh, well, I'm just obviously never going to sleep again. And my house is just going to be trashed all the time. And then you're like, wait a second. It doesn't have to be like that. Get there. Baby steps.
Except now we're just in the taxiing role, which you thought, your idea that we both just need some taxi hats.
We do. And yours is on the way. Will arrive at your door any day now. I did actually send you a taxi hat. Surprise.
That's amazing. You know I'll wear it.
I don't know where it's coming from though, because I ordered it a really long time ago and you still haven't got it. So anyway, I think you just put it in the front seat. You just pop that bad boy on. And then eventually it'll embarrass your children enough that they'll try and get rides with their friends.
I love that idea.
Right? Like, if we go with my mom, she's going to wear the taxi hat.
Where are we going?
Can we see if your mom can drive us? Oh, gosh. I mean, really, it's a lot. And like, you know, the bus works sometimes, but not for hockey gear and football gear.
It's too much. It's too much. Yeah. I don't know why they like to have sports.
I don't know. And then COVID really killed carpooling.
Yes.
So
I think that was my downfall, is that at least you used to be able to go back and forth. And then I think I've just gotten out of the habit of asking, right? Nobody does carpooling very much.
Well, we're just starting to kind of see the other parents. Like you said, like you ran into somebody you know quite well the other day at hockey, and you're like, oh, does your kid play on the other team? No, he plays on the same team as your son. Like you just don't even know, right? Like, because we're not.
You didn't know.
We're not interacting quite yet. We're still 6 feet apart and masked. So, you know, you kind of go and you go out and check your
pass
and away you go. So we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll be like, oh, you live 2 hours down. I'll drive there. You can drop back. Right? Like, hopefully we'll get there.
Hopefully it will arrive. I know it's such a good, you really don't know who's on each other's hockey teams or teams, right? Hopefully I'm not the only one. What is your favorite activity to watch?
Races.
Oh, right.
I don't know if you remember from the My Favorite Things episode, but
I
love watching kids race, or adults for that matter. Anytime a person, a human, is putting all of their effort into a race, like to me is so exhilarating because I am not that person. I've never pushed myself like that. So I really admire it in other people. I said to you the other day that my dream job would be to cheer for people while in races.
Yes. I do think that's a great, like, I think you are just the best cheerleader ever, but I think, wouldn't it be great if you just went around the world and you were just like the person.
Anybody want to hire me to cheer for them? I make great signs. I like, they don't look store-bought. They're homemade. I buy punch out letters and I cheer really loud. I will. That's the one place you'll see me cry, generally speaking, but typically so only if I'm alone. I don't know if you were with me, if I would cry. Because my husband came with me to the last running race and I didn't cry, and I've cried at all the other running races. So I feel like I just need to be alone when I see it. I don't know.
Yeah, because I blocked there. So you didn't cry when Dave was there, but every other race you cry at.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was only one other one that I actually saw this year.
We were talking about when I did the Tough Mudder and you were there to cheer me on.
Yeah.
And then how I would have died, but then you came around.
I intervened
to the very finish because I was so dead near the end for anyone. I mean, we can talk about it. I had that shirt on. I can't even remember what it said now, but you know, so determined. And then I'd climb the walls, right? Like, and this is still the vision where some guy was like, I can help you. I can help you get over the wall. And I was like, no, I'm going to climb that wall. And then I climbed the wall and then my face hit the whole other side going down like, it's like, yeah, this is a terrible race. This is a terrible race. And even at the beginning, because I guess I hadn't really defined at that point that I was an empath, but I remember standing in the middle of the race at the very beginning. And I was like, no, there are going to be people, I'm looking around like they're here. There are going to be people that are racers, but I still remember at that moment going, oh my God, we're the saddest. We're all so sad here. Like every single one of us. Well, it was an interesting feeling because I was like, I could feel it. Like we were just so sad, but it was like, we needed to accomplish something. Mm-hmm. And it was this feeling I could feel, not all of us, I'm sure there's lots of racers, but it was this over, I could feel it within me when the race started. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is so sad. But then we did the race, but then just as we were coming around and I was so, oh my gosh, that race.
It looks absolutely exhausting. Totally ridiculously exhausting.
It was ridiculously exhausting. And then I'd come around to the edge. I don't even know how long that race had taken me. And then we had to swing, right? The monkey bars. And you were staring at people that were just killing themselves.
There was some really hard injuries happening in front of my eyes and people were falling, like, you know, nobody's got anything left and they're all falling at high levels into water but also like slamming wood into their bodies on the way down. And I was just like you, that's how you lose your teeth. That's how you break your nose. That's how you scrape. Like there were so many horrible injuries, potential injuries. And you can't even tell in that moment, right? Cause people are so adrenalined up and they're like, no, I can keep going. Even though they're like knee is hanging from their thigh bone. Like, you know, it was quite gruesome at that point. And I knew I could tell how tired you were because there's no person that wasn't. And I was like, as soon as I see her ready for this event, I'm going to pull her aside. I'm going to just do everything I can tell her to not do this part of the race. And so,
I just remember you were like, I just want you to know you're already finished. You're already a winner. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm a mother tomorrow.
Like already you've accomplished more than you probably thought you could. Yeah.
And that was it. Then we walked around. Control. That need to control like I was then. So.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to see you cry, I could do a race.
Yeah. Probably do it. You could do it. I'd make you a sign and I would, there's no question.
So this year in May, when I run my half marathon,
I will be there. Oh my God. I will so be there. I can't wait. I'm already like trying to pick out my spots where I'm going to wait with my sign and just be by myself. It's going to be the best.
And my my name will be Catch Me. Because I had to think of something.
Yeah, perfect. Why? But now people can yell, go catch me! It's a great idea. I mean, if it were me, I'd put my full name because I'd be like, yeah, yeah. No, I want everybody to know that
I know.
They're cheering for, but
I just think it's so random.
You're so modest. Yeah, that was just out of nowhere.
I was like, hey, catch me. On the back of my shirt, it's going to be like, if you can.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's actually really funny.
Yes. It's brilliant. Because you were brilliant, obviously.
Yeah, why not?
And now you've said it. So now
everyone on YouTube can all watch.
It's going to be lots of hashtags. Catch me.
Catch me.
You can.
If you can.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
So now I actually have to do it. And now you're going to cry and it's going to be great.
Be a first for both of us. Actually, no, you've done the half marathon before.
I have. It wasn't pretty at all.
Yeah, but it's also your superpower.
I did that without training. I feel like I can do this.
Yeah, obviously.
We'll see.
No. Yeah. So maybe I won't cry. I'll be like, she's got this. It's easy for her, probably.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. There's no
way. Well, yes.
Anyway, I love it. I love it.
I don't know how.
I'm going to do about 19 loads of laundry. And clean out some lunch bags.
Fantastic.
That stay over.
It's so good. You know what? The best quote I read, I posted it a while ago, was from the spiritual guru guy. But he just said what spiritual healers often don't share. And it was just about like all the things that you will shift a little bit and you will change, da da da. But in the end, you'll always do laundry.
Oh, that's so depressing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just life. And it's okay.
But it's okay. Like, it's kind of like just makes you realize, like, when you're really trying to make these big, huge things, it's like, but really, it's okay. We're all just going to be doing laundry.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like you say on Instagram all the time, like, it's all the simple moments.
Yes.
Right. Like, it's all just the little moments. It's the, you know, the little thing.
Yeah.
The kid said to you in passing in the hallway that, I don't know, means something that adds or whatever, up. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So totally. It's the laundry and the moments when you're going to cheer and I'm going to be like, oh my God, I saw her cry. Oh my God.
Your legs will like buckle. I mean, that's what happens to me when I go hiking. I'll be like, oh my God, I think I look like one of those people that just ran an ultra marathon. I'm probably going to poop myself. So that's why Stephanie doesn't race. But you're going to be so overwhelmed by seeing my tears that might happen to you. Not the pooping yourself part.
Hopefully. Could you, okay though, just before we go, could you also bring a ghetto blaster like from 1988? Meet on the other side of the finish line and then have like da-na-na-na-na or whatever that song is, like St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Okay. It's really going to take away from my experience of you crossing the finish line.
Okay. Well,
maybe we can hire somebody like the sign guy.
Maybe a sign guy and like
all
the kids could be there and then you could just be crying. And then,
okay. Well, like, if I'm going to make this my future career, I better figure this out.
Yeah, you can figure that
out. Dream job. I'm with the whole package.
We don't need it to be showy at all. Just, you know, music.
No, not that you like that.
Throw red carpet.
Maybe some confetti, some air horns.
Yeah.
And chariots of fire.
Chariots of fire. Yes.
Something.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay. I feel like my life's complete.
I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being with me today, and I hope that you were able to enjoy a wonderful cup of bliss. have you really taken some time to think about what your favorite cup of bliss is? It's something we don't often really pay attention to. I hope that you are enjoying your Friday and perhaps buy yourself something special. Maybe it is those very favorite flowers of yours, or perhaps it's something else, something you've never thought of before. And make sure to always put on those cozy socks at the end of the day, because those feet, they've carried you for a long time this week and this year. And really acknowledge that. Acknowledge that for yourself as well as those in your life. Also, just to let you know, you can now watch this podcast up on YouTube on The Girl Out There. So if you want to see all of our silly faces every week, well, probably mostly mine, as well as some of the tears, you can check it on out at The Girl Out There on YouTube. Looking forward to seeing you next time.